Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I couldn't imagine if I was a guy. I couldn't imagine because I don't even like getting on top, so I wouldn't want to talk as a man.
Ah, he's hard working.
I can imagine.
These men that are fucking us, they're working. These guys that are fucking us,
yeah,
we need to give them more respect.
You think so?
No, we do.
Why does that know how to fuck though?
My room, he's sitting down sucking my toes.
Wow,
like he's making love to my toes.
Yeah,
this I can't explain the way it turns me on. Nothing turns me on like that.
So fucking kill me.
Oh Lord.
He said not like.
You're listening to Laid Bare.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
Hey guys, and welcome to Laid Bare. You're joined with me, your host, Oloni.
I'm your favorite homegirl, Nikki.
And we have our fave back. If you have listened to other episodes of Laid Bare, you will know who this person is. I loved having you on. Honestly, it was one of my favorite episodes. But for those who do not know, it's Phillips, the actor.
Oh, hi, guys. Love it. I never know how to respond when someone is like, oh, yay. I'm like, okay, yeah, of course.
You're back.
I am. It's so funny that when you texted me, I was just like, oh, yes, absolutely. Let's do this.
I meant it when I really said, like, you need to come back on the show. There were so many people who were just like, oh, my God, you need to make him the third host. And da 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 da. You were really that entertaining.
I appreciate
you really
that.
Were.
It has been like, how long is it? Was it 2 years ago now?
It's been a long time. It's been over 2 years now.
It was just after we came out of lockdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. It's so crazy how my life has changed since then.
Really?
Like,
for
I was.
Good?
Yeah, absolutely. For the best. For the absolute best. Like, I was living in the Midlands then. Now I'm in London.
Yeah.
I was married. Now I'm single.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I know you were in an open relationship. Were you married?
Yeah, it was an open marriage.
Was it marriage? Is it?
Marriage. But to be fair, at that point I was keeping it under wraps. I just said it was a relationship.
Yeah.
But we were legally married.
Ooh, wow.
I know. Yeah. I know. Absolutely crazy. Now I'm single. Also don't have to rely on a visa. I got my permanent residency.
Hey. Won't he do it?
If I go to Nigeria now, I'm a proper IJGV.
Hey.
The accent is complete.
Yeah.
We're good to go.
Yes.
No, but it's been really, really good. You know, myself and my best friend, we started because I just think we're hilarious. He's white and he's straight.
Yeah.
I'm gay. We live together. We started a TikTok account like 6 months ago.
Amazing.
And we're having like a viral video like every week now.
Yeah. Oh really?
It's crazy. Black and white.
Not black and white.
Black and white.
You lot better stop.
Black and white.
I'm surprised it's not to do with Kwakwa, but...
No.
Speaking of Yoruba as well, you said something to Nikki.
Yeah.
Just before we started recording, you said you're not actually Yoruba.
No, I'm not. I'm Igbo.
Wow.
No, I'm Igbo. My dad is Igbo. My mom is Benin.
No.
Oh. So I speak Benin and Igbo.
And Yoruba.
But I was born in Lagos and I did my high school in Ogun State. So I speak Yoruba as well.
Okay.
So nobody in your house speaks Yoruba?
No, my siblings. Because most of them were born in Lagos
but
as
your
well.
Your mom and dad don't speak Yoruba.
They speak it as well.
Okay.
Because we all speak Yoruba, Igbo, and Benin.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're not even. So you have an Igbo last name?
Yeah. No, I haven't. Oh, no. I think my parents are very smart with my name. My names were like very neutral.
Okay.
So my full name is Phillips Francis.
Yeah.
But my middle name on my passport is a strong Igbo name.
Okay. Wow. You're Igbo.
Yeah.
I feel so deceived. I feel bamboozled.
Those of you that are listening, if you see Olodi's face right now, like even her whole posture.
They can see me. I'm so bamboozled.
Yeah.
I feel like... Everything isn't real anymore.
What am I even in me?
Wow.
Making sure more Yoruba.
Wow.
No, Yoruba always sounds so sexy.
Gone in me.
I don't know what you said, but I felt it.
No. So like, Yoruba people have because we're very Nigerian. Let's be realistic. We're very tribalistic in Nigeria. So everyone curses everyone. So I was describing myself with the way the Yoruba would curse us.
Oh no, I want
basically people that would eat stone and not drink water.
Why do you always come with these proverbs?
Because that's Nigerians. Honestly, for you.
No, because when I was watching Real Housewives of Lagos, yeah, one of the housewives, I can't remember who it was, had a party, and on the plates or something, everyone had to unravel like a proper Nigerian proverb and say it in their language. Oh, wow. And it was just like that. And I'm like, you guys say some powerful things.
My best friend is having a laugh all the time because now I've turned him into a Nigerian. Like, I say all the Nigerian. Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Like if we uploaded a video 2 days ago, and I think I was trying to tell him to guess something. I didn't realize, but someone in the comment that pointed it out. He's like, "Tell me now."
Oh wow! So oh, the man is now. Oh, that's what happens. Though. I feel like a lot of our phrases, our jokes, our terminology has actually trickled down into like mainstream slang.
It has.
Like, I remember somebody saying something. I can't remember what page it was, but they were saying something, and I was just like, "That's not slang. That's a Nigerian thing. That's a Nigerian. That's how we speak."
Yeah.
But let's get to the good stuff. You know what we're here for?
I mean, what do you think?
What we're here for? Listen, if you haven't listened to the past episodes, right, that we had with Phillips, go listen to it, because it is one of the craziest. Like, we went on a roller coaster. It really felt like a ride, a wild ride. It went from sex stories to you having sex in front of people, showing someone how to please their man. We jumped all over. It is a very good episode, honestly. But my question for you, Phillips.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to go with Nikki first. I'm going to come back to you.
Yeah.
Nikki, when did you get laid last?
Last week. It was when I told you, like, last week. Guys, I feel like I'm getting my mojo back. Ooh. Last night, yeah, I even tweeted about it this morning. I had a sex dream about my celebrity crush. Guys, it was like, when I woke up, do you know what's funny? When I woke up, my legs were open.
Oh my God.
Guys, I'm not joking.
These spirits, man.
Listen, I rebuke any infirmity spirits. I rebuke it.
Why are you having sex with a ghost?
Legs are open.
Legs are wide. I'm not joking.
Like, when I woke up here, it's like, shit, it's a dream. I was like, wait, why are my legs open?
Is it though?
Like, they were like, you see, look, like this. This is how, like, if I was laid down, my legs were like this.
Spiritual sex.
Jesus, I rebuke you with the blood of Jesus. Anyway, guys, but it was so good. Oh my God. But you enjoyed so spiritual fine. Sex. Oh, listen, I actually felt like it was real. And you see, throughout today, yeah, I've just been having flashbacks. Like, ooh. I want this to be real.
How was the show, though? You went to the show?
Scraps.
Yeah.
Guys, I did. Okay, so last week I said Scraps put me on his list because somebody scammed me for tickets on his show. Please listen to the last episode. I went to the show. It was amazing. It was such a good show.
Did you get to meet him?
No, I didn't meet him. Ooh. But shout out Scraps. Like, his hospitality really nice was amazing. And just thank you for just doing that for me. It was amazing.
Oh, that's really sweet. Yeah. That's sweet.
Oh my God. And I also had a dream like the week before that. You see, just after the show, that I took him on a date to Sticks and Sushi.
Okay. No, we're not going. We're not taking anyone.
Wait, what? Did we go from that to Sticks and Sushi?
That's wild. Tell us when you got laid, Phillips, please. When did you get laid?
I think we should even fight. I think this has to be your fault.
Really?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Because I was in a streak. I was feeling like how you were feeling. Like a week ago, you asked me this question. I remember I was having a shower, like a bath. And I was just like, oof, life is good. You know, I'm creating content.
Yes.
I'm being fucked good,
yeah,
by multiple, like, every guy I've just met, like, in the last 2-3 months, they've just been fucking me right. Like, I felt like an adult in that moment.
An adult.
Like, I just felt like, this is how an adult should be fucked. Like, fucked good. Everything was great until today. Until today. So I don't even know if I should call the one today me being laid, because there's this guy that I started talking to. So I don't do deals. I don't have the energy for deals anymore.
Yes. For those who don't know what that means down low.
Yeah. It's just stressful. It stresses my soul.
Why? But why does it stress you?
Because I'm too grown to be playing hide and seek.
And you've done it. You've been there, done that.
I'm too pretty for that as well. Yeah. My ass is too fat for that.
Oh! He said it shakes.
I'm sorry. My ass is fat. I work hard for that shit. I do 10 reps of 160 kg for hip thrust in the gym.
Oh, wow.
So I've been putting in the work.
No, I've actually seen you be putting the work. Yeah, go to the gym. I've seen your content.
Lord, I'm a gym rat now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this guy that is DL that I started talking to, he matched with me on Hinge. But I was like, why does it say straight on your bio?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, like, you know, I'm on a deal with guys. He was really beautiful. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I would make an
exception. Is he white or black?
He's black.
Yeah.
He's black.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe I'll make an exception. Mm. So we've been trying to see for like a couple of days, like 4 days. And I just feel bad because I keep canceling on the, like, 30 minutes to, I keep canceling.
Oh no, why?
I don't know.
Like, you nervous? You just not feel like it?
It's just, in that moment, I'm just too tired. I'm just like, I can't be bothered. Because sex is strong. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
You need energy for sex.
Actually, I say that. No, I'm lazy. I lay there.
I know. I'm a warrior. Amazonian warrior.
He said I'm a warrior.
No. We don't just sit there.
Yeah.
We get to work. So I just kept cancelling on him. I was just like, can't be bothered.
Wait, are you top or bottom?
Bottom all the way. Power bottom, by the way.
Not power, girl, bottom.
You gotta put some respect to that shit.
Oh, that's the name of this episode. Power bottom. What?
Oh my God. And I also realized something that I'm gonna tell you. You're gonna be so blown away when I tell you. But anyways, I was supposed to see him 2 days ago. I said, let's see yesterday. Last night he texted me like, can I come through now? And I was like, can we just see tomorrow morning? So he texted me on 10 a.m. this morning. I was just like, I really don't want to see this guy. Yeah. But at the same time, I think he's so hot. I think when he's here, I would be happy. I'll feel better. So my question is like, just go through with it. If he comes through, I know you're very blunt. If you don't want to see him anymore, you tell him to leave.
Right.
He comes, beautiful. He's like he's giving gangster energy.
Ooh.
But like gangster energy with like soft lips.
Who would play him in a movie?
Oof, no, the person that I can think of, it's not a mainstream movie.
Oh, okay.
Did you watch Pose?
Yeah, show? I watched Pose.
Papi.
Papi!
Yes, that's the energy.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
know who they
be. No, you have to check him out. You have to check him out.
Watch Pose. Pose is pretty good.
So he comes in, he's hugging me, he's holding me, he's kissing my neck.
Yeah.
And he says, like, I like when a man asks me, can I eat your ass? There's just something romantic about it. There's something hot about it, right? So he just, like, because we're kissing, and he looks at me, he's like, can I eat your ass, please?
Freak.
And I was like, yeah, absolutely, eat as much as you want. Like, it's a buffet over here, darling.
He's like, you hungry? Eat it.
Go to town. And he ate the ass good. By the way, his dick is thick.
Ooh.
Like, I don't have a gag reflex, but there was only so much. My mouth could open so wide. It got to a point my mouth just couldn't take it. That's how big it was. And I have a big mouth. Girl, I got a big mouth. If you listen to the audio, sweetie, my mouth big.
Yeah.
But
what happened then? So what went wrong?
Listen. So because I have to go to the gym. I made it for Ruru for lunch.
Ooh,
and rice with plantain. I had to cook that as well.
You need to teach me, Philip.
Absolutely. No. Oh, I cook good.
Okay, we need to schedule that.
Yeah.
I need to
Let's do it.
Okay.
So I had all of that to do, and I knew I was gonna come here as well. So I was like, I don't have time to fuck. Fucking is gonna take like what? An hour, 30 minutes out of my day.
What?
Foreplay, everything.
It's true, you're not
and
wrong.
And then I'm going to have to prep for the sex, which is going to take another 30 minutes. I'm like, let's just make out. Just something light, you know. Just touch me, let me touch you. Eat me out, let me sit on your face.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And then just dry humping on him and jerking him off slowly apparently got him there.
Ooh.
And he came a lot. And he looked hot whilst all of this was happening. So he went to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom as well. Because I don't just like, once the cum is on me, let's get it off of me.
Yeah.
I don't want it to dry on my skin.
Yeah.
So I come back into the room and this guy was getting dressed. And I was like, hello.
Finish me off.
What about me?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't come yet.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you want me to do? I was like, let's make out and just jerk me off. He started and then he goes, how about we keep it for next time? I was like, excuse me?
What?
He's like, you know, we said we're not gonna fuck, so you want. I was like, but you came.
Are you just not?
Yeah, you just not.
Like, you came. I was like, I know what the problem is. I was like, this is the orgasm gap problem. You're so used to dealing with women that you will just fuck them, and when you've come, you get up and you leave.
Absolutely.
You don't care if she's come.
Speak
I was like, not in this
say
household.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
In the
I was like, in this household, everybody comes. Everybody catches their nuts. And he was so shocked. He was looking at me and he's like, oh, the last guy I was with as well never really cared if I got him to not.
His problem.
That guy probably thought you were doing him a favor. Mm. I said to him, look at me.
I'm
too preeny for this.
Yes.
Bad guys want to fuck me, honey. Yeah. I ain't got time for this. He's like, I'll make it up to you. I was like, you're not making it up to me because you're never coming back here. I'm never seeing you again. And he thought I was joking. When he left, I blocked him.
Good. No, that's rude though.
Yeah, that was the last time I got laid.
Earlier today.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we need to make sure you get your nut.
Oh, darling, I am putting calls through.
Yeah?
I am putting calls through.
How often do you go on, like, dating apps and stuff like that if you're just looking for a hookup?
Dating apps are really creepy.
Really?
Gay people on dating apps are really creepy.
Like, so what, Grindr or Grindr,
like, I was, this guy yesterday, he said hi, I said hello. He sent me a folder so I can see his face because his face is not, like, on his bio. It's like, blank bio. So it goes, like, how I saw it in my head. The first picture. So this is me in the office, just chilling. Second picture. Oh, this is me casually hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
Third picture. By the way, that's my dick, just so you know what it looks like.
Oh, wow.
Fourth picture. Oh, this is just a selfie to show you that I've got a goofy side. Fifth picture. Another dick picture for you to just, like, you know what you're getting into.
Ooh.
And I'm like,
just sprinkling these dick pictures everywhere.
I'm like, why am I seeing your penis after hi and hello, for Christ's sake?
That's your gender. This is what we complain about all the time. We say this all the time. Nikki said this a couple episodes ago.
There's a clip on the Laid Bare TikTok. Go and watch. I said hello. Response, my dick. I've been talking to you for 2 days.
Bruh. And especially, like, for some of these guys don't even know angles.
Yeah.
They don't know how to moisturize the penis.
Ooh.
Like, there's a way you would take a dick picture. I'm sorry.
How do you take a dick pic?
Gotta get them angles, baby.
Are you ready for these?
Yeah.
First off, like, nobody wants to see your flaccid dick. I don't care how much of a shower you are.
Yeah.
Your flaccid dick is not going to do shit for anyone. It looks like a turd just sitting there. You need to... Oh, you come and lay. But boy, shut up while I read, come and feel, homie. Show me all the muscles on the body of
muscles?
The penis.
Muscles?
Yeah.
Oh, bye.
Duh.
Yeah.
Like, it needs to be... And it needs to be, like, oiled, lubricated, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, pubes are so 2000s. Show me a clean shaved dick because I'm... Don't do hmm. Because I hear my shit hmm. We don't want hair on penises anymore.
I didn't
anymore.
Say that.
Do you know what? I'm thinking, I do like a bit of hair there.
No, because you know hair like makes it look big. No hair makes it look bigger.
You also use the floss?
No, not the floss, but I like the aesthetic of it. I like it to roar at me, and there's nothing more roarier than... pubes.
No, let me tell you what's
girl.
Let me tell you what's roarier than that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think maybe because of the kind of men the kind of men that I'm into.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining a 6'2" black, tall, muscular man standing and, like,
girl, why are you shaking?
Full, my type.
full beard, nice hairline, thick brows, muscles clean shaved, and you can see that curve until, like, you know, where the dick starts.
You just
from.
Described that guy. What's his name? Travante in Mia Culpa.
Stompy!
That fucking motherfucker. He knows he's fine and he's allowed to know he's fine. That sexy
you see
ass.
When that girl folded. So she says, woo.
Listen, I will do the same, but probably worse.
So imagine, I want to see the dick start from you. I want to see where it protrudes.
Okay.
We're here there. I can't
so
see
you don't
that.
Try and dick fish me because the pubes will take up a couple inches.
Yeah.
You can hide it.
Show me all
Let's
of that
see.
Dick.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I get you. I like seeing the veins. Like,
do you think
you know?
You've been dick fished?
Dick fished.
Oh yes.
I can't get dick fished. I'll make you stand up in every position. I need to know before the like ever gets there what
God.
I'm dealing with.
No, but honestly, before today, I've been fucking some really big dicks recently.
Really?
Is that your preference, big dicks though?
Whose preference is it? No, actually, some people do like
yeah.
Big penis. I love it.
No, big penis.
I want to see that dick and think, am I fucking crazy? This will ruin me.
Ooh, the type of dick that will ruin you. Oh, it could turn you mad, you know.
And no, this is the guy I'm fucking right now.
Yeah.
It's easily my top three sex of my life.
Yeah.
So crazy. My top two best sex are from bisexual men.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Bisexual men, I find, are the most freakiest and willing to, like, they're very fluid with their sexuality.
They fuck.
Yay. They're nasty. They nasty.
Their middle name should be Nakademos. Because they will knock your life. Because, like, both of them, it's just the way they... But this last one, this one I'm fucking.
Yeah.
He sucks my nipples vigorously.
Okay, so you like your nipples sucked.
Whilst fucking me.
Yeah.
He's not even a tall man. Short kings are winning!
Yeah.
Because a tall guy can't get in that position.
Yeah.
But sucking my nipples and fucking me deep at the same time...
Missionary.
Yes, missionary.
Ooh.
And if we're feeling freaky, his hands are around my neck.
That is hot.
Guys, I might free
That's
it up
steamy.
Tonight.
At that point, steamy, yeah. You're not moaning. Your mouth is just open.
It's like literally
tears
mute.
Are just dropping.
Mute.
Tears.
And you think you're making noise, but it's just soundless.
You know when you're like... the silent cry.
Yeah.
And then whilst we're doing that, when I found my voice, I tapped him and I was like, I'm tapping out. Like, I was like, I'm done. He's like, no, you're not.
Ooh. Oh my God.
I was like, I want you to stop. He's like, I'm not stopping.
Ooh. But did you
that's my theme. He knows.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so it was consensual.
Yeah, spoke
yeah,
about
CNC,
this.
Yeah, last
that's my
theme.
So no, if I'm gonna have sex with someone, I say to them, I'm like, show me the sign. Bring it out. But only does he do me like you hate me.
Yes, he said you have to fuck me like you hate me.
Fuck me like I'm a whore.
Oh, not a whore.
You know, like a whore.
Like a whore.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm like, leave a stamp inside of me with your dick.
Ooh, that's the type of, that will turn me crazy. But you said you are not emotional when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
So no one can ever fuck you good enough for you to ever fall in love with.
Nah, trust me, I've been fucked good recently.
Yeah. See, I've had, like, I do feel like everyone is different. And I feel like with me, you fuck me good, I could definitely fall in love. Even if you're a piece of shit. So it's better. Mm. I just never ever crossed that line. What about you, Nikki?
Absolutely the same. There was something that you reposted on Twitter. This was a couple of weeks ago, yeah. And then your quote tweet was something along the lines of, because I remember when I saw the clip, it was exactly what I thought, and you tweeted it. When a guy fucks you and he says, oh, but we're just friends though.
Yeah.
It was like a silhouette of people fucking, and it was deep and it was sensual. And I said, this is how my ex was fucking me.
Oh, exactly.
This is why I kept going back. No, before what? I shouldn't be going back.
I know what you're talking about. Yes. When you're getting, like, as if you're being made love to.
Like.
And then guys will just be like, oh, when but we're just friends. I don't know how stupid. She felt. She caught feelings. What?
I'm an out of sight, out of mind kind of person.
Mm.
The sex can be great. The next time I see you, I'll be all mushy and everything.
You know your limits.
But once
and your
I'm
boundaries.
Out, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Stress my life.
I hear it.
I'm moving on. So fun fact, last time I was on here, I just fucked my 100th person.
Yes.
Not 100.
It was episode 100.
Yeah.
It was actually episode 100.
Yeah.
Was it episode 100?
No, it's like I fucked 100 men.
Okay.
I think that's what it was called.
Yeah.
I am 9 people away from 200.
No. Philip,
since that episode.
Episode.
And it's been 2 years.
Yes, but you definitely got your fucking in.
So are that's
you,
like three
wait,
people.
Wait,
so
talk me through this. Is it just hookups? Are you going back? Are you hitting a number? What are we doing? Are you using condoms? Are you getting checked regularly?
Absolutely. I just did my current STI test today.
Wow.
Yeah, I just sent it in to through Royal Mail, see? You people should, you know.
Make sure I'm good.
Make sure I'm good.
Absolutely.
Have you ever had anything?
Absolutely. No, I haven't. And I've actually talked about this, and it was because I've talked about it on the podcast I'm currently recording.
Okay,
I'm recording the chronicles of my sex life.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
what's
putting
it
out, tentacles and bananas.
Ooh, we're gonna listen for it. Okay.
So it's gonna be all my sex stories are gonna be on there.
Yeah.
So I've talked about it, like, you know, for as much as, you know, for the amount of sex I've had, never caught an STI.
No, that's amazing.
That's good.
That's good. If you practice, honestly, people think that the more people you have sex with, the higher your chances of getting STI. And there is a truth to that, but how good are you being with, like, you know, what's it called? Contraception, such as condoms, of course. But no, it does make you think, though. Listen, if men are out here having 200 people and we get nervous after 10. Do you remember back in the day when you used to sing in the club? One man, two people. I never ever screamed out one man.
Do you know what I used to do?
I always used to scream
so
10.
I always have a drink like this and I'll be like.
Because how many men was it at the time?
God knows at this point.
Use the hashtag Laid Bare Podcast. Right. I want to do some dilemmas. Wait, are you going to tell your story? Did you tell the story?
Wait, which of them?
Wait, I thought you were going to tell another story.
No. I was going to tell you that I'm 9 people away from 200 people.
Okay.
And I'm sure by the next time you see me, it would have been over 200.
Jesus Christ. Now you're trying. You're going to run out of cum. You're going to run out of cum, honestly.
It's not possible. Cum is coming forever.
You know? Tell me, please. Guys, let's play a game, a drinking game, before I finish my drink, actually.
Okay,
cool.
Okay.
All right, okay. So I have never... We drink when we have done it. Very simple, okay?
I feel like I'm gonna drink the entire time.
Okay, let's go. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I have never posted a nude online.
Oh.
Where have you posted?
When I had a burner account.
Ooh. No, burner.
I changed
what
phones.
To the burner account?
I changed phones, and I couldn't remember the password for Twitter.
No, that's so
I was just like, I can't be bothered anymore.
Yeah, I hate when you get locked out your account. Ooh.
But my ass.
Was it your ass?
Yeah.
Ooh.
With the cheeks cheeking.
I'd be thinking
he looked at me like, how dare you ask?
Like, is that even a question?
Don't you dare. But you know what? I'm always tempted to make a burner, maybe post my own nudes, but I'm too nervous. Like, you know, I've been telling you more and more. I've been talking about burning Twitter a lot more and more, where everyone just gets naked and stuff and they blank out their face.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it recently.
I'll show you guys a picture.
I feel like for me, it'll be too obvious.
You think it'll be too obvious?
I have certain things on my body, it'll be too obvious.
Yeah, mine will be obvious. I've got like a scar on my bum. It's too obvious as well.
How you get a... That's her booty.
Let me see. I want to see.
Guys, you see how I said I was thinking about going to the gym?
Bum is standing.
I'm registering from the gym business. This evening. Guys, I'm registering for that gym this evening. The one I was talking about.
That booty is standing on business.
By August.
Every time I'm in the gym and I'm doing leg day, because my leg day is brutal.
Yeah.
My best friend has been training for 8 years. He basically taught me how to train. He would do every workout with me aside from my leg day. He's like, you train like you just hate yourself.
Ooh.
My leg day, me dear, my just sit down. Your bum, if you do my leg day, your bum is out. It's out and standing.
Yes. No, I love it. I love it. Okay. Next one. Are you ready, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never had sex with my friend's parents.
Parent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait! So, are you being serious?
Oh my God!
Are you being serious? Your friend's who? When?
I don't know if he qualifies as a friend though, but like, I met this guy.
Yeah.
I've told you about this story before. I met this guy. He invited me to come to his house for a day because we were going to fuck.
Yeah.
We got to know each other. Obviously, we've spoken for like a day.
Yeah.
We went to his house. The day we were supposed to fuck. His dad came back early. We're all chilling in the living room. We figured out we're both like in the same film industry. We're talking about film and all of that. The son got bored. I was like, you know what, Dad? I'm gonna go upstairs. Philip's just sleeping over. I was like, absolutely sure. So we kept talking. Me and the father kept talking. One way or the other, one thing led to another, and I was sucking his dick, and he was fucking me. And I went upstairs, and the son fucked me as well.
Oh my God, the son as well!
Yeah. You just ran through.
Is the dad married?
His wife was late.
He's late. She passed away.
Unfortunately.
Do you think he was bisexual? Or do you think he was gay?
I think he was bisexual.
Yeah, I was saying this the other day on Twitter actually, because some girl was talking about, speaking of DL, because we were talking about DL earlier, and she was just like, oh, she's never dealing with men again, that 60% of men are either DL or something like that. And I was just like, what did I say? I must have responded and said, like, it's more to do with the fact that more men are actually bisexual than download gay. Like, it's not just either he likes men or he likes men. It could be he likes men and he likes women. Mm-hmm. And then she was just like, no, but you know, there's some people who are doing it and they're using women and da 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 da. And I was just like, yeah, I know some of them might use women, but it's not easy because they're trapped in a society that just sees men as either straight or gay, even if they are bisexual.
You know what's crazy? I would even go a step further and say, like, when I have this conversation with people as well, I say, some of those men are not even bisexual. They're straight. They're just curious.
Yeah.
Anyone can be curious. I agree.
Or even fluid. Yeah. Or just even, like, it sounds crazy, like, but I don't think you need to have sex with a woman or, you know, the same gender needs to have sex with the same gender before it immediately counts as they are bisexual.
I think that's the only place the world did women a huge favor.
Yeah.
That's the only aspect you guys got a one up.
Yeah.
Because, like, as a woman, you can go out a night out, get drunk, kiss a girl.
That's it.
And no one automatically labels you a lesbian.
Yeah.
Think about it. A man going out on a night. Be honest with yourself.
Gay! If he you likes see a guy like this,
you say,
he loves it.
Say, oh, small alcohol like this, his true color came out. Homosexual. That's what people would say.
It's true. And it's just like, damn, can a nigga get a break? Can I get a, like, you know, I want to see what that booty do too. Like,
and I think that's why I've had sex with so many straight men.
Yeah.
That people like to think, oh, are you converting them? And I'm like, nobody converts anybody.
That.
Like, God. I'm like, you hanging like out with like. Me, you already know I'm not judgmental.
Yeah.
And if you're telling me that, oh, Phillips, I feel so comfortable that I can share with you that I've always wanted to experiment. Well, if your dick is big, we can experiment together. If it's not big, I'll be like, I wish you good luck on your experimentation. Go forth and succeed.
Oh my God, we need to call you like the experiment hoe or something. Like,
again?
We need to call you the experiment hoe or something, the experimenter.
Oh no, I'm the teacher.
Ooh.
I'm the teacher, Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Phillips. Are you dumb in the bedroom?
I'm a switch.
Okay.
Most often than not, I'm a sub, but when, you know, when water pass Gary, when it's serious, I can be, because again, another, I think I realized it even further when I topped for the first time.
Yeah.
There's this guy that I've always had this fantasy of, you know, fucking my vegetable deliverer.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I met this one and he's like, oh, you're trying to buy some vegetable? And I'm like, of course. But you have to bring it to mine. He's like, yeah, absolutely. So we're texting and I was just like, you know what? I don't think I want to get any more. He's like, oh, but can I still come through? I was like, what are you going to come through for? He's like, you need to come on, you know. I was like, no, you need to say it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this with you.
Spell it out.
And he's like, oh, when I was like, whilst you walk past, I was looking at your ass. Like, your ass is really fat. I'm trying to fuck it.
Ooh.
I was like, not the broccoli deliverer. Like, stop it, yes, you. Absolutely, come through.
Yo, let's get
and then when he kept saying, oh, but are you going to fuck me as well? And I was like, so I'm bottom? I don't really fuck?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, can I see your dick? I was like, yeah, sure, why not? I sent him a picture.
Is he DL, by the way? Was he DL?
Absolutely. DL, 100%. Oh, no. Like, with the boys, he's a straight man.
Delivering.
I know.
Okay.
And then I realized he also had a fat ass. So when he turned over, I was like, oh, shit, you've been packing a fat ass. And then fucking he made me realize I had a dominant side as well. Because, yeah. Like,
You prefer being a bottom in terms of... I couldn't imagine. If I was a guy, I couldn't imagine. Because I don't even like getting on top. So I wouldn't want to talk as a man.
Ah, he's hard working.
I can imagine.
These men that are fucking us, they're working. These guys that are fucking us.
Yeah.
We need to give them more respect.
You think so?
No, we do.
The
ones
that know how to fuck, though.
No, yeah, don't... Ah, no, even if they don't know how to fuck, they're putting in work. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't even, I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
You need to put on a strap on and just fuck with a strap on.
Yeah.
You have to, because this guy was in doggy position. I had to hold his waist down. I had to arch, like, you know, raise my legs up. So it's my dick is in proportion to his ass. I had to fuck him because he was trying to move around at the same time.
Yeah.
So I had to hold him. I had to maintain rhythm. I'm like, why would anybody want to do this, bro? Even if I was straight, I'm becoming a gay bottom.
Yeah.
Because I just want to lay down. Riding dick doesn't come. Because I was fucking, and then he's like, oh yeah, like that, keep going. And I'm thinking, I'm about to have a muscle pull. Yeah. I don't want to keep doing this. I want to stop now. I know.
How long were you putting in penetration work for?
No, it wasn't long, to be fair, because he really couldn't take, unfortunately, he couldn't take my dick.
Ooh.
Girl, you know, power bottom with a big ass dick.
The lips. When did you say power bottom? Is killing
bottom.
Me.
So it was like 10 minutes, but I walked. I felt like a bricklayer in that 10 minutes. Never again. Fuck that.
He said this is a laboring work.
It is.
No, I can imagine. Guys, we haven't finished the game yet. Oh my God, wait, we need to go back to the game. Okay. I have never had sex with more than two people together. I haven't. Well, it's so boring. Oh,
how come
God.
You haven't?
I know, because I'm boring.
Yeah, it's making me feel boring now.
I know, I'm feeling... Okay, go and tell us about your experience. This is the only one drinking. I'm just drinking for
drinking. I know. I just have... I've had multiple people sex, multiple times.
You've done orgies?
I guess one you can consider an orgy. Like, it was me, a straight girl, a bisexual guy, and a gay guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it was the four of us in the room. I was like, just like, I'm not touching a vagina. I don't want to do that.
You must not say you don't like the idea of vagina whatsoever.
Oh, I fucked a girl.
Yeah.
On my last trip to Nigeria. A girl sat on my dick.
Oh,
she sat on it?
Yeah.
As in had sex or she sat on it?
She sat on it and she rolled it until she came. And it was just gross.
We didn't like it.
No. So
you consent to it?
Technically, I guess I did. Look, it was one of them ones where there was no verbal consent in the moment, but it wasn't like I was taking advantage of it because everything was happening at the same time.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
But
you don't like it at all?
Because instead of a vagina, it feels like shaky. That's all I can say.
Not fucking shaky.
No, honestly.
You know shaky, it splashes too.
Like, I was just like, what is
so you
that?
You don't like it at all. So it
I didn't like the texture, bro.
You don't like the texture.
Because I was to put my finger in the vagina. And I remember that my friend was like, oh, do you want to put your finger?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify.
Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And I was like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
She's like, just do it so you can say you've done it.
Yeah.
And then I tried to put my hand in and I just hit the... I was like, why can't I go in? And she's like, oh, you've got to bend your hand and go... I'm like, this is complicated, man. Yeah. Like, I'm like, what's this passage? Why am I going...
It's not a passage. Yeah.
No. And then when I put my dick in it, I was just like, yeah, no.
Okay. So it's not your thing.
I was like, if I wasn't sure I was gay...
Yeah, this confirmed
now,
it.
You know.
This confirmed it.
I know. But to be fair, talking about... I was watching a couple... Because I really like to watch people fuck.
Yeah.
I enjoy... I can meet a guy, if I think you're hot, and I make, like, you know, I let you know I'm into you, and you say you're straight... Mm-hmm. My next question is, can I watch you fuck?
Ooh.
Like, I don't even want to jerk off. I don't want to do nothing. I just want to watch. And I have an explanation.
Have you ever watched your partner being, yes, like, having sex with someone?
Absolutely.
Else? How is it?
I love it. I'll paint you a picture.
Yeah.
And once I do this, it's gonna stick with you forever. So are you ready? Are you sure you really want this?
Yeah, go on.
I feel like humans, we all act. We all put on an act. Like, right now we're recording. Yes, we're cheating, we're talking, but subconsciously we are aware that the camera is on us, so you want to put your best face forward, yeah, and all of that, right? I feel like the moment of climax is the one time you don't have complete control.
Absolutely.
Over
Absolutely.
Your face. So I like to see people, like, especially people that I consider beautiful and, yeah, gorgeous. I like to see them in that split second of vulnerability where, yeah, they just are. Mm. I just think it's a beautiful sight. And if I'm fucking someone, I have to be looking at you when you're coming. Me.
I love it. That's why I record sex sometimes.
Yeah, like, I've not done that one yet.
You haven't recorded?
No.
Huh? Ooh, let me just go my drink. Let me. I have never recorded sex. Ha ha. I beat you.
I'm sorry. It's just every time, okay, I've tried to, I'm just like, the angle is not angling you. I need to.
No,
I need better lighting.
I like seeing. I like, because I might be lost in my. Because what I love
going
to
up
do.
My lady's hanging off.
Is it hanging off?
Recording sex. I like recording sex. It's fun.
I like seeing them in the moment. I like seeing them in the moment because sometimes, you know what usually happens is a double climax. Mm-hmm. So if I'm climaxing, you're climaxing, I don't get time to really look at you the way I want to. Mm-hmm. So I want it recorded so I can be like, look what I did to that bitch.
Yeah. I like that.
That bitch.
I love it.
Not her fiance listening to this now whilst eating, yeah, and is like, oh.
Yeah.
So I'm the bitch.
Yeah.
And then they'll go get it cracking up.
Look at you. Look at how weak you are. Your boys know you do this.
No, I love it. I love when I make men
look,
weak.
Look what I'm doing to you.
It's
all
so
that grab grab. You walk around the house. Do your mates know that your toes are curling like this? Because of.
No, the only videos I have is when I'm sucking dick.
I should get a video of that because my throat is really impressive. So I need to show people. Like, I need to be able to see the depth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a friend of mine was. Oh, I didn't realize it was my friend dared me to,
yeah,
dip through an entire banana. It was a really big banana. And I was just like, light work.
Yeah.
I feel light work. You know, eh? One thing that God blessed me with, good throats. Yeah, these throats goats right here.
Don't kill me, Phillips. Give us the tips. Give us the tips.
Honestly, I think it's going to sound as mundane as it sounds. It's just you need to be able to suck a dick and breathe through your nose.
Yeah.
Like, you have to relax your jaw. If you relax, I've never had a locked jaw sucking dick before, and I've sucked the dick for over 45 minutes before.
What?
I love sucking dick.
I feel like the older I get, the shorter the time to,
yeah,
come.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I could literally suck dick back to back to back. I remember, mm-hmm, like, my second boyfriend, mm-hmm, there was a time I gave him head. I'm not even exaggerating. I gave him head, like, back to back 6 times, and he nutted every single time.
Oh,
and
God.
The only reason why I sucked him off is because I didn't want to fuck him. So in my head, I was just like...
Say what?
Yeah, I was just like, ooh, I'm keeping it so, like, yeah, you know, I'm classy. I'm just like, you're just as dirty. What's the difference between sucking dick,
yeah,
and using your vagina? What's the difference? But in my head, I was just like, no, pussy means more and sucking dick is barely nothing.
Yeah,
no. If anything, I think it's the reverse.
Especially when I did it 6 times, mind
Jesus
you, and he nutted every time. And I remember when we got older, he was just like, yeah, you don't really suck dick the way you used to. I'm just like,
but no.
I suck away.
What do you mean? Sucking dick like that all the time? Are you crazy?
Oh, like... no, I love to. Oof! Like, I would edge my man.
Yeah.
While sucking his dick, if he's like, I'm about to, no, I'm stopping.
Yeah.
And we're chilling for like another 10 minutes, ooh, before I start again.
you can get to work.
I don't. Oh. You know what? I love edging, but then sometimes I'm just like, but how do I know if I edge that the climax that was about to come is going to be even better when it finally does come? Or what if it's a letdown? What
no,
if
it's always better. It's always
you
better.
You think so?
It's always. Ooh.
Sometimes
edging?
I'm just like, ooh, like, ooh, like, what if that orgasm was about to just be no, that, the no,
that's,
one?
That's your excuse to for not edging. You're not like, just do it now. This is going to be good. I promise you. Yeah. Just let out. Let out.
Delayed gratification.
Oh.
Yes.
I started watching Sex and the City again. We're just talking about it downstairs.
Ooh, okay.
I started watching Sex and the City again and I saw that scene. You know what? I think I'm Samantha.
I mean, yeah, I think I'm a cross between Sam and Carrie.
No, I'm Sam. What about you?
Sex and City, a bit of Carrie and a bit of, what's her name, Charlotte?
Charlotte.
Sometimes. Really? I feel like sometimes.
Yeah.
You'll never know, but I feel like sometimes.
Charlotte's head is in the cloud.
It is.
Yeah, because sometimes that Delulu be real, like.
Charlotte believes that she is so, like, she's a pick-me.
She's a princess.
She's a princess, but she's also a pick-me. She's a huge pick-me, which is weird because she's also a hoe. Which is, she would always get onto Sam for fucking around. Yeah, I saw a clip go viral this week, actually, which demonstrated the way Charlotte used to behave. Mm-hmm. This is the same woman that caught crabs from someone that was
his
20s.
She fucked the guy that was supposedly mourning his wife after meeting him at the graveyard.
Did she have sex with the gardener in the end? Or was she just fantasizing?
Was that the way she was complaining?
When
she was like, guys, I've been dating since I was 15. I'm tired. Like, all of
that.
I think it was the same.
She's outside. Charlotte's outside. Charlotte is outside. So you think you're cross between...
You're Sam.
Sam,
try and truth.
Yeah, no, Sam is a lot of women. Sam is a lot of women.
She's just unapologetically... She's just like, you know what?
It's
you
true.
Won't kill me.
Like, you can't...
She's
like, love.
Like, I didn't kill anybody. It's not my fault. Like, Mary, I know Mary. I know Kipesi. Like, what's the problem?
It's true. No, it's true.
No, I love Sam. I love Sam all day, every day. That's why I watched that Netflix film, that show that came out on Netflix with her in it.
What's that?
It's like a fashion thingy. There's like this there's this guy that's like a PA. She runs like a cosmetic line. It's on Netflix.
Okay. But she's playing a different character.
Yeah, it's decent television.
Okay, what's it called?
I can't remember. Glam or something like that.
I'll type in her name anyway.
It's decent television. You should check it out.
Yeah. Guys, we didn't even finish the list. What else have here? What's the next one? We've been playing this game for like 20 minutes now. This is jokes. It's supposed to be quick. Okay, let me go to, I have never watched porn whilst having sex.
Yeah.
Whilst doing it?
I have. No. I have. Oh, I love watching porn. I've watched my own porn during sex.
You watched your own porn? That's the height.
is when... You see where people say I'm that bitch.
That means.
But
that
you know what? It was him who set it up. Like, pardon me. I was just like, oh my God, you have all my nudes. Like, it hit me at one point. I said, wow, you're putting a lot of trust into this human being. Because he had it on his laptop and it was like all our nudes and stuff we've recorded. It was our wank bank, basically.
Shit,
so all our naughty things. And I remember he pulled it up on his laptop. And I just got turned on by the sight of myself. And then we both started fucking.
Wow.
And then I could hear my moans in the background. I'm hearing my moan. I can hear him in the background. Then I can see him. And then he's on top of me at the same time. Mm. And it just, and then he's sucking my toes and he's inside of me and he's missionary. And it's just, it was a lot. It was a very good night of sex. And I recorded that as well. So it was like recordings of recordings of recordings.
Can we hold that thought for a second?
Yes.
Can we talk about just how very sensual toe sucking is.
It's so good. So good. I feel like there's definitely an orgasm nerve in toes.
I used to refuse that and be like, no one's ever sucking my toes. Are you joking?
No.
Until it happened, mid-missionary.
Ooh.
Took my foot and put my foot in his mouth.
Ooh.
Oh my God. It's such a shame.
I'm having goosebumps. Stop it.
Oh my God. Such a shame I never talked to that man no more. But you see what he did?
It be them.
You see them.
It's them. It's but the one that was
so cute. I don't talk to him as well anymore. The one that sucks. This guy was sucking my toe for like 10 straight minutes.
Wow.
Like, get into the crevices everywhere.
Guys, I'm actually curling my toes in my trainers.
Me too.
I'm
never joking. I am as well.
Like,
me too. My legs are all cold. Is that it? Oh, that boy.
Yeah.
That boy.
Was he the devil?
No, this is a different one.
I'm getting a pedicure after work tomorrow.
His dick was just not that big. And there was a weird smell about him. It's not a dirty smell, but it just smelled weird.
Oh, no.
Every time I had sex with him, like, I was in a hurry to change my sheets.
Oh, wow.
But then, the make out. the absolute bestest of my life.
Yes.
This guy would just sit, it would like, I would, he would be at the foot of the bed.
Yeah.
Sucking, sitting down comfortably, sucking my toes.
Wow.
And he's like, do you want some more?
Is he, he's giving me submissive.
He's not submissive, oh. This is a boss man. This is a road man. Not of them.
A road man.
Yes,
road
them, man. Yeah. Those black puffer jacket man.
Yeah. And the night tech fleece.
But yeah. But in my room, he's sitting down, sucking my toes.
Wow.
Like he's making love to my toes.
Yeah.
This, I can't explain the way it turns me on. Nothing turns me on like that.
So fucking kill me.
Oh Lord.
He said not like that.
Not like that. We need to get to the next one. Let's get to the next one.
Carry on.
No, but that is actually jokes though. Okay. I have never had sex knowingly with someone else's partner. I'm trying to think. I like the way we're trying to size up. Are we evil bitches or?
I'm evil bitch.
Okay, but the thing is, so what happened was.
So, okay, Phillips is drinking, Nikki.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, no, I drank.
Oh, you drank? Okay.
She don't live in the country. And me personally, I didn't think the relationship was real. I only learned about that it was real afterwards. And I was like, oh, sorry.
C'est la vie.
I've never been, did I know that they were talking to someone? I mean, we're all talking to people, aren't we? Mm-hmm. But I don't think anyone's partner, no. I've done bits.
Yeah.
With someone's partner. Mm. But I'm not going to pretend I stopped out of doing woman to woman. It was more like, I can tell I'm not going to enjoy this, so let me not even bother. It's been two men with small dicks, with girlfriends who've wanted to. And I'm just like,
how can you have a small dick and you're trying to cheat?
Dick and you're cheating? Is it not rude?
Come on, stick. Come on, go back.
Can
go,
you?
Go back.
Yeah. That is very rude.
Yeah, so I just didn't go all the way. But, yeah.
I've been with a lot of guys that have been in relationships. And, you know, this is going to sound controversial. And if anyone comes to me on TikTok, I'm going to drag them right back. Because, like, aside the morality behind it, why should I don't have a commitment to anybody.
Yeah.
If I'm a single person, I should be able to fuck whoever the fuck I want to fuck if you want to fuck me back.
That's true.
It's not in my place to make your man a better person.
Ooh,
if your man wants to fuck me and I want to fuck your man, let's be realistic. If depends on the day, I'll probably fuck him.
If you consent to it.
Yeah, do you get what you mean?
Yeah.
Because what am I supposed to do? Help you make your man better?
By not fucking him.
By not fucking him.
If he doesn't fuck me, he's going to fuck someone else, right? He's going to fuck someone else anyway.
And that dick look nice.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ride it.
do you never ever think, my moral compass should not, you know, because karma might this, even though I don't really believe in karma, but let me play devil's advocate for a second.
Yeah.
Would you ever think, okay, I don't want this done to me because I wouldn't want someone to do it to me?
Not really. Quick one. I'll give you a quick reference from Sex in the City because I'm currently watching it.
Yeah.
I think it was the episode about cheating where Carrie was trying to explain that what you consider cheating is like in line with what you would most likely do in a relationship as well.
Yeah.
So for me, because sex is not a show of love or a show of affection, I just think it's an extracurricular activity that anybody can indulge in.
Yeah.
I wouldn't end a relationship because my partner fucked someone else.
Really? Right.
So if that's the karma, then my partner should fuck as many people as they want, really. Ooh. Because for me, I feel like we're all sexual beings.
Yeah.
And yes, I can love and respect, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, but it doesn't mean that I'm not going to see somebody out there and I just want them to fuck my brains out without any feelings or emotions attached to it. So if someone fucks my partner, c'est la vie. That's fine.
So why'd you break up with your last partner then? What happened there?
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot. It's a whole different conversation, honestly. Yeah. But you know,
it was no cheating taking place.
No. I care for him. I wish him well. But like, you know, he had a lot of mental health issues.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, there was only so much I could do for him.
It gets like that. Yeah.
It gets to a point. It got to a point that
you have
I just
to pick
like
yourself.
Literally, I had to pick me. Mm-hmm. But he's doing better. He's great and everything. We talk. We have like
good.
A cordial relationship.
Good.
So
good. I love
yeah, there's that.
Yeah. Okay.
So now I'm back in the street.
Back in the street.
That was it.
Back in the streets. Okay, have we got any more or is that the last one? I want to know about your kinks, Phillips. Well, I know about your, your kink is a bit of CNC.
Yeah.
Fetish means you actually kind of like need it to. What other kinks and fetishes do you have? We've got CNC.
Yeah, I don't know if voyeurism.
Voyeurism is one.
Yeah, I like to watch. I like to watch people fuck. I like to watch straight people fuck.
Really?
I like to watch my friends fuck. I watch my friends fuck all the time.
Really?
I just have the best friends because I can just see a guy.
They let you?
Yeah, absolutely. And because we also have similar types. So if I see a guy that I'm into and the guy's not like, you know, he's straight and not, you know, experimental or whatnot, I'm just like, I'm pretty sure I have a female friend you'll like. Okay. Can I watch? And then most of the, I think they never believe that women would allow somebody to watch. So they're always like, oh, if you find someone that is down, I'm like, she or weary. I have like these people.
I don't know.
You'll come, babes, there's somebody.
Yeah.
I have a beautiful man for us.
Yeah.
Let's do this. I watch all the time. I just, ooh. I don't know. I just, I love watching straight people fuck.
Oh my goodness.
That's what I was going to say. Oh, I was going to, the one of my last friends that I watched fuck, I was watching her and oh my God, her vagina was so beautiful.
Ooh.
It was the prettiest vagina I've seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
It's all tucked in.
Yeah.
And like when the dick came out, I could see like the nice little pink hole. And I was just like, oh, that's so cute.
The vaginal canal, yeah.
I was like, oh. I was like, look at that cute little hole. Yeah. And then instead of closing up, yeah. Because obviously yeah, the dick wasn't in.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, oh.
It's gone.
I was like, look at that. Peek-a-boo, baby. No, I just love watching. I love watching.
When was the last time you've gone to, back to Nigeria as well?
I think I came on your podcast when I just came back from Nigeria.
Really? Is that yeah. the last time
I haven't been?
Oh, wow.
What's going on?
I'm going to go last year. Did you see that price, the ticket?
Yeah, no. It was crazy. I was there last year.
2,300 for economy.
Yeah, yeah. It was the first time I did my first day in December. It was really good.
Yeah, it's the same for Ghana as well. Yeah.
If we're in Lagos at the same time.
Oh, oh no. We're going to enjoy.
It's over.
I can imagine over. You guys
it's
raising
wrap,
hell.
Bro.
It will be crazy.
It's a wrap.
But I'm trying to go this year. I'm trying to go this year.
You're but now you're based here, would you say that, you know, would you say your experiences are better and more positive since you've been here?
No, absolutely. Do you mean like UK or London?
Both.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. As a gay man, especially now that I'm not constrained by visas and all of that anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like, and it's great because like, I'm going to be 26 in June.
Oh my God, you're a baby.
Oh, of course, girl. Young. Yeah.
You have lived.
Wow.
For like three people.
For three. Yes.
So I just feel like, because the way I like to look at it is you're from 0 to 25 and 25 to 50, most often than not, 25 to 50 is going to be the better time of your life than 0 to 25
yeah.
because you're an adult. You've got a job, you've got money, you can yep. travel, you can make decisions and all of that. So, you know, coming into that era in a different country where, like, you know, I can genuinely and authentically be me, like, you know, have a podcast and talk about sex. Because I'm sorry, I'm not sorry about it. I'm very passionate about sex and the conversations.
You should be.
Girl, I like to talk about sex. I like to talk about dick because that shit beautiful. I'm just like, my vision is just like, start the fucking podcast and just share your sex stories.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm currently editing as well. Like, I've recorded like 9 episodes so
wow.
far.
Good.
The
good.
Stories that you are yeah. going to hear.
I can't wait. And I know they're going to be lit as well.
Yeah, no.
Phillips has stories for days, guys. Guys, if you want to, I mean, you've been listening to this episode so far. He has stories.
Look, I'm nervous about it, but obviously super excited. But just the fact that I can do stuff like that now, just, like, these are things that the 16-year-old me wouldn't even think of because,
wow.
like, the UK wasn't even in my vision. I was an actor in Nigeria. I had a decent career.
Yeah.
You know, I was running with, like...
Are you still not acting now?
I mean, it's been on a pause for a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay. we're moving from Birmingham to London, transitioning from, you know, being with my partner to getting, like, you know, being separate, like, trying to get a divorce and all of that.
Yeah.
There was just too much adult stuff on my plate
yeah.
to consider acting. But
oh, I see.
Now that I'm beginning to... It's almost been a year since I've been in London now. So,
yeah.
like, I'm coming into a rhythm. Things are slowly settling down for
okay,
me.
Okay, okay, okay. So you can get back into it
yes,
now. Yes,
I definitely
I
have the
okay.
time now to get back good, into good. Acting and all of that. But
yeah.
London has been good. The UK has been good. It's just, like, you know, it's so... I can't believe it. Like, this time next year, I would be applying for, like, a passport. Like,
aww.
It's crazy. So
yeah.
amazing.
But it's good. What? Really good.
Oh. The way I would travel, eh? The day I pick my passport...
Yes.
I'm just going on Skyscanner.
Yeah.
Say, where? Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Say, you just give me
Russian
ticket.
Roulette.
Just give me ticket.
Just get me the fuck out of here.
No, but no, things have been good. Things have been good. Life has been great. Sex has been amazing.
Sex has been amazing.
Yeah, which is really, really
but
good.
We still need to get you your nut, though, because the guy from today messed up. What is your type, though, Phillips? I want to know what your type is. If we had to do build a man.
That guy downstairs.
Which guy downstairs?
That black guy.
What did you say about him again?
Which one?
He was like...
Wait, oh yeah, you told me. You said that you... Yeah, I remember.
Like,
yeah.
She said...
I didn't see what he looked like, though.
Because she was introducing me to him. Yeah. She's like, oh, that's the producer. And I thought she meant the other guy. I was like, wait, did you say he's the producer? Because, girl, he could produce me any day of the week.
Do I know who he is? Have I seen
him? I've never met them either.
That guy looks like he will break me in the heart.
Ooh, what's he look like?
Black.
Yeah.
Strong.
Yes.
Lean.
Yes.
Ooh, muscular.
Ooh. Oh. I need to go. I hope he's still downstairs.
I hope he's downstairs. I'm talking to him.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He was like, he could produce me. He kept telling me who.
Like, that guy looked nasty. He looked like the kind of guy that would tell you kneel down. Ooh. That would slap the dick on your face first.
Ooh.
Stop it. Open your mouth.
Do you like that, though? Do you like
that? Fun fact. Last time I was on here, I didn't like spit in my mouth.
Yes.
No, I fuck with that shit, man.
I love when you guys come back and you say you love that shit. Because you know how many times I've had guests come on the pod and they say, oh, I don't like spit. The next time they come back, they're just like, I love it.
No, I'm begging you. I love it. I'm like spitting my mouth.
And you just watch it.
Oh, God. I share one, Limmy. I'm a whore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, it's lit. What was your first experience? When you tried it out again?
So I tried it in Nigeria.
Ooh.
But it was the way it happened. There was this guy, so hot. He's like 38. I like older men.
Yeah.
They turned me the fuck on.
Okay.
Oof. So he's 38, but he doesn't look a day over 27. This guy came with all the party favors. And that was when I was going through my my separation with my partner. Mm-hmm. So just to escape everything, I was doing everything and anything. I was raving. I was doing rave like 247 and all of that. Mm. And we were smoking together. Mm. So he was sitting down on the floor. I was standing. So he was like, oh, I should inhale the broccoli.
Yeah.
And put it. And put it straight into his mouth.
Yeah.
Because this guy's a tease. He's a straight man, but just swinging dick in my face, basically. So I lean over to blow the fumes into his mouth because I was so high. I didn't know spit was coming out of my mouth.
Okay.
At the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was bent over.
Yeah.
And I basically just spat in his mouth. And guess what? He didn't even spit it out.
Oh.
He just went, you guys don't believe Philip just spat in my mouth. So that happened. And then we're playing a game. So they're like, you have to spit in Philip's mouth now. Yeah. So spat in my mouth. That was, and I liked it because I found him hot. But then after that, I was fucking someone. And that never happened again. And I was fucking someone... I think a year ago, and this guy was, for me, the more I enjoy the way you fuck me, the more power I give to you.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Like, you can't just pull my hair. I'll punch you in the face.
Yeah.
You have to fuck me to a certain degree.
And then you will
then
submit.
You gain the access to pull my hair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you fuck me to a certain degree.
You're just doing nonsense. You're just doing nonsense. Don't think that you can just grab me and...
You're doing nonsense. Tell me who's your daddy. Are you a bastard? That's going to be my response.
Yeah.
So this guy had made me feel like a complete slut. Like he had fucked me inside out. Like he was the first guy that... mid-sex, he would pull out, he would eat me out and continue fucking me again.
Oh.
And with anal, that's a whole... Because, I mean, I dish clean, but that's a whole new level of nasty.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Like, this guy was trying to put his tongue dip inside of me.
And that's a job.
So when he turned me around, like, he was looking at me at this point, I was trying to suck his dick, he's like, he pulled my hands off, he held me by my chin, he was looking at me, and he used his thumb to push my chin down.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what was going on. Very subtly, quiet, but very husky. It's like, open your mouth.
Ooh.
I say, sir. And she wants. I say, okay. If that's what you want, I'll open it. And it spat in my mouth. And,
ooh.
And it held my neck and pulled me up instead of kissing me like those sloppy, nasty, drippy.
Yeah.
Like, you see your storytelling is so,
A1.
It's like, I could just sit here and just be like, the whole time.
I see it.
Yeah.
I'm envisioning it as well.
Like, after that day, I love saliva.
Ooh.
Call me saliva man.
Well, welcome, saliva man. Well, welcome to the dark side. Welcome to the dark side.
Thank you. It's really good. Love it.
Listen, I'm telling you, Nikki, do you like a bit of spit play?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't feel like not.
You don't even, she doesn't like nut. She wants it washed off her immediately.
I'll be like,
I don't like nut on my face though.
I don't really like not my face either.
If you nut on these lashes,
I can't. Oh yeah, God. I think I've probably had it maybe like 3 times ever, like on my face.
Never.
I don't really enjoy it that
face.
Much.
You nut in these
and
lashes.
I like being degraded during sex, but there's something about nut on the face that feels like
I'm just like kilo D.
Yeah.
What?
Like, I'm
what?
Just like
I'm a human being.
I'm a person too.
You see barrier?
Why do you want to nut on my
you see,
face?
You see this?
A kilo D now.
Yeah. Always do too much. Like, always have to take a step ahead.
See, you don't slap me. You have pushed me. You have called me bitch. You have fucked me.
Who's my daddy?
You still want to come on my face?
Why?
I'm someone's child, for Christ's sake.
As in, like, it's enough. He what said, more do you want? But
he said, ah.
Someone,
when
true.
He said, kilo day is enough.
That's true.
He said,
that's how you I call feel me bitch. Come on my face.
Yeah. No, do you know how funny that he said, you call me bitch, I call you daddy. Yeah. That is
you've
so
asked,
funny.
You asked me, whose ass is this? I say it's yours. You say I'm a whore. I said I'm a whore. You said I'm a naughty slut. I said I'm a naughty slut. You want to come on my face. Like, what's the next thing you
what
want?
What did they say you were going to do after this? Okay, so if I say yes to this, what next?
Where are we going?
What are we going
to
unlock
tell
next?
Me to lick gutter. Because that's true. It's so crazy. I've never actually voiced it out.
Yeah.
But I'm out, but that's how it's sounding in my head.
That's how it feels. I'm just like, dude, I'm not totally against it, but it's just like, come, like, allow me, man.
If I ever get stuck in a predicament, I'm going to be like, so what do you want now? You call me bitch. I call you daddy.
What more do you want? No, allow me.
Honestly, no, it's so crazy. I've never actually like put that thought into words. But every time someone's like, can I not on your face? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Someone once said to me, oh, but I thought you were a freak. Yes, yeah, I am. But...
yeah. To be a freak doesn't mean you need to have the same boundaries as someone else.
It doesn't mean you say yes to everything
it
as well.
It means that you are a freak. You're so freaky that you know your boundaries.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Because like, I just can't imagine me lying there and I'm like this. Just
That's also why personally...
it's not even the face that he makes. It's just like the meaning behind the act.
Yeah.
I have to be either kneeling down or
yeah,
just...
kneeling down.
Just laying down.
Exactly.
No. And that's also why I can never get around golden showers.
Yeah.
Oh,
hell no.
Why would you pee on me, for Christ's sake?
That's what I said. So what do you want now?
Yeah, it's a piss, like...
I've given you my all.
Literally.
You know the only difference between me and the girls that go to Dubai, they come back with bags and money.
Lots of money.
That's the only difference now.
You're going to pack up your
stuff.
All
I needed to do was take a shower. Like,
you even get me an Uber.
No, exactly. Or even offer you water.
No,
you won't get it.
No, golden showers, come on the face.
Yeah.
Don't get
twisted. Like, if it's for you, that's completely fine. And that's all good and well. But yeah, for me, I'm just like, I don't know.
Also, I think maybe the only person I'll let come on my face will be my boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm kind of explaining, and because I'm also very, I'm not, I don't just, I've only dated like what, 2 people my entire life?
Yeah.
Properly. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't just jump into relationships, because half of the people that jump into relationships do it for the sex anyways.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, you don't need to try to come and trick me with sex. We'll fuck.
Exactly. I always say that. Like, don't use sex, like, or don't use relationship. Listen, I'm going to fuck you anyway.
That's going to happen. So let's just
skip
that. Out
skip
of the
that.
Way.
Just be like, okay.
You get what I mean? So I don't just get into a relationship, but I feel like I would probably let my boyfriend come on my face.
Fair enough. Great. Let's get some dilemmas in quickly.
Cool.
Phyllis, we've loved having you on, honestly.
Thank you.
Honestly.
Thank you.
I've loved that. You've really entertained me today.
Entertained me
and you're
as well.
Just you. Like,
I love it.
That.
We love it. We love it. Guys, if you want to send your dilemmas through, especially as a voice note, we've got a voice note today. I'm so happy. Woo-hoo. Send it through to laidbearpodcast@gmail.com or simplyoloni.com/ask. That's laidbearpodcast@gmail.com, simplyoloni.com/ask. Okay, so here's the first dilemma that we have sent in.
Hey guys, just want to say I love you guys. I love your podcast. You're literally like the best. Okay, so let me take you on the journey. So from the ages of 22 to 27, I was completely single, like not a nigga in sight, like a few dates here and there, but nothing stuck until I met my boyfriend. Let me call him James. Yeah. And like, it's just perfect, it's great. So now I'm 29 and we've been together for 2.5 years. And the other day I was on the phone with his sister and she let it slip that he's bought a fucking engagement ring. And it should all be perfect, it should all be great. Except a few months ago, my best friend got married. And at the wedding, I met one of the groomsmen for the first time, and we were just chatting, and oh, we just had this instant connection. And I've literally never had that with anyone before, just like lightning. And since then, we've just been hanging out loads. And like, my boyfriend's aware of it. Like, I wouldn't keep it a secret or anything. But he's not made a big deal about it because this other guy, I'll call him Liam. He's white. And, you know, before I've told my boyfriend, you know, I don't have a thing for white guys. But Liam has got me fucked up. He's so sweet to me and he's so hot. And oh my God, I just love hanging out with him. And literally like 3 days ago, Liam's like, you know, I like you, I wanna be with you, break up with your boyfriend. And Jesus Christ, I don't know what to do because my boyfriend's about to propose, but this other guy, he's making me feel things. And I feel like I need to do something because this whole situation is making me feel guilty and awful, and I can't even look James in the eyes anymore. And what should I do, guys? Should I just, what do I do?
What should she do?
Babe.
What should she do?
Not break up with your boyfriend. Hello, Ariana Grande.
I know, right? Her man is giving that. I mean, well, no. The white guy anyway.
Oh my, Liam.
Liam is like, you know, Mr. Steal Your Girl. Wants to own Marley, the whole thing.
Nah,
personally, I'm sorry. The Nigerian in me is just kicking and screaming and shouting. Mm. Like, someone, I personally think, you know, and this is just my opinion. You don't have to listen to it, miss. Mm. But you have something good. You have something stable. You have something amazing. Mm. When you said it was a little problem, I thought she was going to say something that the guy does or something about the character. Mm. This is supposed to be perfect. Like, our prayer in life is that let us not use our hand to destroy the good things that God is doing for
us. Yes.
No, that's like, because if you really think about it, though, like, it's that moment where everything seems great. That's when Liam will crawl out.
Yeah.
Break up with your boyfriend as Ariana Grande as you are. Because, no, think about it. Someone that wants you to end a perfectly amazing relationship. Someone that's trying to, like, you know, come in between you and someone you've said to them that you love. What does that say about them in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the first... They're not even waiting casually for
even your
end.
Enemies are more patient.
They're not patient. This one is just like...
Yeah.
Let's
break up now.
I'm sorry. For me, it just sounds like he's just trying to smash.
That's a good point. I wasn't thinking about that because it does feel like he is allowing you to kind of like self-sabotage. And it does speak about his character. What type of character does he have if he's trying to get you to break up with someone? Mm. And I know some people are just like, oh, you know, if you love someone, you've got to fight for it. But like, fight for it when they're not in a relationship and when, you know, you see how serious your relationship is, especially if you know your partner's out here buying a ring and he's about to propose to you soon, you know, and it feels like you're already emotionally cheating in a way on your partner. I definitely think you need to have a good think about this and also remember that it's true, like, the grass isn't always greener. And even if it is greener, like, how do you know that grass is real? How do you know it's not? How do you know it's not
plastic?
AstroTurf. How do you know it's not AstroTurf?
Like, AstroTurf, that cheap sand in between.
Right, exactly. So I think you're definitely disrespecting your partner and you should think long and hard. Like, not everything that glitter is gold.
Yeah.
Yes, he likes you. And yes, you have these feelings. But what are they going to be like in the next 3 months? Or what about Absolutely. After 6 months? Things always good in the beginning. That's do you know having a crush on someone or liking someone? Like, I love that stage. It's the best.
It's the best thing. It's absolutely the best.
Because you're so delulu.
And the next thing you know, they're blocked on everything. And you
never
stand to hear their name.
And
just don't even want to remember the way they were clutching your behind in bed. And that's it.
Yeah, no, because, again, I also just want to point out that, you know, hopefully she's listening to this. Like, you know, you having feelings for someone else doesn't make you a bad person.
Yeah.
Feelings are neither, you have, it's neither good nor bad. Yeah. It's just what it is.
Yeah.
Like, some of these things are beyond your control, and that is okay. It's how you navigate the entire situation.
Absolutely.
You also want to flip flip the script and put yourself in your boyfriend's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if he was doing this with someone else?
Yeah.
If you wouldn't like it, then you should absolutely stop that right now. I'm not going to be one of those people that would say, oh, go and tell him and don't tell him anything. Because everything will spoil.
Everything will spoil.
Everything will
spoil. And also, it sounds like she's just a bit in love with being outside very temporarily, because she said for a long period there was nobody single. There.
Yeah.
So now that there's another guy while you're with somebody showing you attention, you might just be a little too
you
excited about
yourself.
That.
You
and let me
yourself,
tell you right now,
mama.
You see, outside the streets ain't it. So if you know you love that man, you got the same feelings for him, and you know that settling down with him forever is something you can do, my friend, face your front and face that man.
But don't also think that just because we're telling you, like, oh, you have something good that you must pursue it. If you genuinely think that, do you know what? I don't even think I really want to get married. And I haven't been single in a while. Like, I want to learn or know what it feels like to just date again and see if there's anything out there for me. You can do that too. It's not by force. Do not stay in something just because you've got three people on the podcast that you don't know from Adam telling you to. Do what you think feels right. If it means being with this guy, then let your boyfriend down gently, or who knows, fiance, if he's proposed by now.
Yeah.
Let him down gently and be real with him and give yourself a break as well. I think jumping from relationship to relationship is such a no-go. It's a big mistake. You don't get to analyze or really grieve the relationship. You don't get a chance to know yourself. But yeah, we've given you a bunch of advice.
I was literally gonna say, you know, what you just said, like, you know what, it could also be because she said she was single for a while, then she got into a relationship. And I don't know if her own single was also not being sexually active, because that could be the case. I was gonna say, if you also feel like, you know, you've not fully explored your sexuality to the point where you're ready to settle down, feel free to also, you know, be like, no, I'm not ready for this marriage. That's cool. But what I would say is, if you're going to do that, if you're going to end the relationship with your partner, current partner, do it for you and not for this man.
Liam.
I know. Don't do it for Liam. Do it for you, because that thing with Liam, it might end in 2 weeks.
It could.
So even if that ends, you need to not regret your decision.
Where are you from? She sounds like she's from London, but she also sounds like she's putting on an accent.
Sounds
if you're
like
from London,
North, yeah.
If you're from London, yeah, and you think you found love in this London.
Liam will show you Pepe.
Pepe, woo. You'll see. Your eyes will open. But
that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah, it's a really interesting one. I heard this one and I was just like, oh my God, we need to do this one. Okay, let's do a last one. Okay. Hey guys, love the podcast. I know it sounds OTT, but I keep count of my boyfriend's condoms. When I went...
Don't fucking kill me.
When I went recently, three had gone missing and it weren't with me. I asked my group chat and they told me to confront it. Oh. So I did. Always go to the group chat. You guys will be going to group chat for advice. Group chat will land
your relationship.
Literally.
Ruin it.
And they will all get married and you'll be the last one in all of their weddings as bridesmaids.
Not even that, but group chat ended one of my first relationships. But that relationship had to be scattered.
Anyways.
You know when the relationship needs to be
scattered? Yeah, over.
It needs to be done. He told me I was crazy for starting an argument and that he gave some to his boys, but I doubt it because he rarely has them over. Am I being played? Three. That means he went like three times in one night if he
maybe
did.
58.
Or maybe one day, 2 days. No, maybe he did give it to his boys.
I would always say first two things. If you think your partner is cheating on you, if that feeling has come up, most often than not, they are.
Yeah.
And that's where I encourage, you know, open communications.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's going to be a case where I would never count. That's silly, personally, for me. I would never do that. Mm-hmm. But I'd rather have, if I feel a certain way, well, I'm a speckle. Because beauty, I have it. Communication, I have it.
Yes.
I will call you, like, to give you a clear example, this is not a relationship, but my best friend had done something to me that pissed me off. I thought about it, I'd rationalized it. He wasn't in the wrong at all. But for some weird reason, I was still upset. Mm. So I called him and I said, that thing that happened yesterday, I know you've done nothing wrong, but I'm still angry. I don't know why I'm angry, but I just want to share that's my feelings with you. He said, should I come and take you out? Would that make you feel better?
Yeah.
I said, yes, say cool, let's go out then.
Oh, then you felt better.
And I felt better. I couldn't explain it, but I also, like, you know, I said that to him. So if you feel like your partner is cheating on you, you should address that feeling first before even going and snooping around. You want to know, like, I feel this way. Is there anything you think you've been, like, you know, did our routine change recently that is making me feel like you're cheating on me?
Yeah.
Are you not paying me enough attention as you used to. If you bring your, I think if you call each other partners, you should be able to sit down and have these conversations as opposed to sneaking around and counting condoms.
Okay, but then you go to him and he says, and you say to him, like, this is how I feel, bye bye. And then he says, you're crazy. I'm not doing anything.
I'm not, that's the thing. I'm sorry. I'm not going to date uncooked men.
Uncooked.
I'm not doing that. Right. I'm done dating. I'm done being Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
I'm done being Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
Whatever relationship I go into now, you're going to have to be either just as emotionally intelligent and mature as I am,
yeah,
or be like, you know, a work in progress.
Absolutely.
Be completely focused on you.
I agree.
I'm not going
to date someone
like that.
Gaslight you.
Nah,
it's
I'm
true.
Not doing that.
I just think that there's a reason why she counted the condoms.
Yeah, there is. You have too much time in your hands to be counting condoms.
You had that hunch.
You did.
So you already knew.
Yeah, so do it.
I feel like we all know the people that we're with.
Absolutely.
Like, I know what I'm capable of. I know what my partner's capable of. And I like to believe that other people in relationships, because I'll never visit him and be like, oh, my man would never know.
They can.
Before anything, he's a man.
Yeah.
Before anything. Huh. Don't ever.
You know, I'm probably the wrongest person to ask this, because I just think everybody fucks.
Yes.
And for me, it's okay.
I do as well.
And for me, it's okay. Yeah. Do you get what I mean? So... I don't know, he probably cheated on you, but then again, depends on what are your standards. Are you going to stay? Because we can say whatever we want now.
Absolutely.
They're going to do whatever they want to do.
Yep.
So at the end of the day, when people ask questions on podcasts, I'm like, in situations like this, you kind of already know whatever it is you're going to do. You're either going to stay in that relationship, yep, or you're going to leave.
Absolutely.
So regardless of what we say, what are your standards? Where do you draw the line? Like, you know, what do you consider a disrespect to you and the relationship? If you think that's a disrespect, regardless of why is he giving condoms to his boys? What the
exactly.
fuck is that?
And I feel that's very odd. Nobody in this London will be like,
it's like, what? Yo, bro, can you pass me a couple of things?
Are
there?
You now the sexual
go
clinic?
You don't see him now.
Yeah.
So he probably used it. He's probably had
Definitely,
sex with someone.
Yeah.
So you have to decide.
But at least he was being safe.
Yeah,
well,
that too.
Well,
and that.
I'm joking.
No. But I hear it.
Sex,
I hear it.
Yeah.
If you're gonna cheat on me, and like, if cheating is a big deal for me, chill.
Because most people who cheat do not actually use condoms anyway. Because to use condom means that you are admitting to doing something wrong. Does that make sense?
Right.
So research has actually shown that a lot of people that do cheat do not use protection.
Don't punish them. and for me too, as well. Like when I meet people.
Wait, have you ever cheated before?
I've only been in open relationships, so I haven't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, true. No, I haven't.
Nikki, you cheated before?
No.
Okay.
Confess, though. Have you?
No.
Because your nose sounded, you know, without, like, it doesn't have spine.
No.
No. Like, why your millennial woman? If you be late, Jerry.
Bye-bye.
I'm learning Yoruba because of you. I'm not even joking. No, you make it sound so sweet. Oh, my word.
Yoruba is a beautiful language.
No, Olani always says that Yoruba is such a sexy language, and it is.
Oh, my God, I love it. I love Yoruba.
Yeah, it is. But you come to disappoint me today and tell me that you're Igbo. I'm gonna go look in the mirror
because Igbo sounds so different. Like proper.
That's a whole different conversation.
What do you think is more like sexier, Igbo or Yoruba?
Yoruba.
Really?
Yoruba.
Okay, so what's the difference, would you say? Where's the beauty in Igbo in comparison to Yoruba? I feel like Igbo probably has, like, similar to Yoruba, their adages or their sayings are very strong and powerful.
No, I think the Igbo language in general is just a lot more descriptive.
Yeah.
The way they say things.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of a say. Like, even just a regular phrase in general. In Igbo, you say something like... I'm trying to look for... It's that one of those moments where they're like, oh, say something.
Yeah.
And I can't think of any of those things. Yeah. But like, just what I was trying to say, like, there are words where, like, instead of saying, I love you,
yeah,
you see things like, the Igbo translation for I love you would be something like, you are in my mind at every single point of, like, every single time of the day. Like,
aww.
I think about you all. Like, it's a very poetic language.
Yeah.
Like, the way they say things, like, they weave words to speak Igbo. I like that bit about Igbo.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. But Yoruba is just, it's soft.
Yeah.
Like, I had sex with someone that spoke to me dirty in Yoruba.
Ooh, what they say? Give us some dirty words in Yoruba. I want to hear this.
Not you falling back.
No, Yoruba sounds sexy. Oh,
with
God.
A deep voice from a strong, authentic Yoruba demon.
Ooh.
Because I was like, talk to me dirty Yoruba.
Punish me!
And his Yoruba was, it's not just educated Yoruba man.
Oh my God.
He was just like, ah, dear Toby, be weary.
Ah!
If I do it, Dimimu. wishing low queen.
Stop. Listen, I don't know what you said, but I need to pee immediately.
Just like, hold me, lick my dick.
He's like, lick my dick, low queen.
I said, I don't know what he said, but I need to pee. No,
that's the two languages that have got me off sexually, Yoruba and French.
Ooh.
You see French?
Actually, I'm not telling you that Yoruba is up there with French.
No, bro, Yoruba is up there, bro.
Listen, I can't lie, I'm going to go to Paris. Maybe end of this one. End of the, listen, you see French?
I'll follow you when you're ready to go because I've been wanting to go.
Bank holiday.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Bank holiday, let's go.
No, that's, no, there's this Parisian guy that I'm fucking. We fucked twice. He messages me when he's in London.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, this guy could be cursing the shit out of me and my mom. I don't know. I don't know what he's saying. This guy could be cursing me out, but he just like, and like, because he holds me when he's when he's fucking me, he embraces me, and his mouth is by my ears, and he's just speaking sweet nonsense.
Hold on, the contrast. He said he could sound like he's cussing me and my mom.
Yeah.
But he's holding me.
I
know what you're saying, but the contrast said he's holding me.
Imagine he's holding me like this and he's saying, "God punish you." And then I'm like, "Oh yes, baby." He's like, "You're a fool bastard." I'm like, "Yes." Like, "You black nigga." I'm like, "Yes, baby."
No, Philip, do you know how funny you are?
I just love French so much. Like, guess what? I mean, voulez-vous coucher avec moi, monsieur? Oui, baby.
Oh my God. My stepmom actually speaks French. When she speaks, I'm like, who are you? Like,
no, but I think Yoruba's up there.
Yoruba's definitely up there. I've said this all the time. People wish I said, "Oh, Yoruba's tough." I'm like, you don't know what's being said. No, if you knew what's being said, you don't know how gentle.
I love it.
And sexy and poetic.
I used to try to get like my aunties there. Like, I loved them to teach me Yoruba. The only thing I remember was Ekaso.
You have to teach her to greet first. Yeah. Exactly. Like, you will learn. You will learn respect, girl.
Respect. But it's true.
And the fact that she said Ekaso, it's a castle. Ekaso.
That's the one to greet an elder.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I'm not your mate.
You go learn.
I used to work with them. I really used to call them auntie. Yeah. Like, no, it used to feel weird if I didn't say auntie.
Because they were like, you want to say Danny.
Exactly. I'm not your mate.
Danny Trisha. Yeah, Danny Trisha. They'll curse you and curse your mom.
It's Mrs. Nana to you. Yes. But no, Phyllis, give us some free sex tips before we get out of here. Three.
Okay. Let's see. I don't want to give anyone that I've given before, the last time I was on here. I want to give something new.
Okay. Or it could just be one. It's up to you.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Okay, I don't mind. I'm going to explain it properly. With sucking dick, first off, is you need to want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
If you're doing it for the guy, it's not gonna be good.
Period.
You have to suck that dick because you want to make love to that dick.
Yeah. Mm.
So you're sucking the dick, relax your throats, you're not gonna throw up. It's just like, you know, it's your body, just it's reflex, literally.
Mm.
Relax, breathe through your nose. Like, you know, look up at him with those lashes.
Ooh.
And suck that dick. Don't suck it like you're the horse. Suck it like you're trying to get his soul.
Mm.
And he would always come back for more.
Yes, and no teeth.
No teeth.
Unless he wants it. I don't know. What about lots of saliva? Are you a lots of saliva person? Some people like saliva, some people don't.
It varies. Yeah. Like, I'm big and like, I think that's why most of my sex are great. Because before you come over, we've talked about everything that I like and everything that you like. I want to know, do you like it sloppy?
Yeah.
Or do you like it medium, or do you like it dry? Like, that ate my ass today. It was sloppy.
Ooh.
There was saliva everywhere running down my balls. Like,
not the balls.
Girl, when he took out his face, like, it was just like, I was like, well, what can I say? Personally, I'm not a big fan of saliva because it's just messy.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, just be decent. Come on, we're not animals.
Yeah.
But some people like that. So I think if you're sucking a dick, you want to ask the guy what he likes.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like, you know, that's your time to pleasure him.
Absolutely.
So you want to do what he enjoys. And when the case is reversed, you can tell him what you want to be done to you as well.
Yeah.
So I just ask. Because some guys, but a lot of guys actually like it. Most people would prefer it sloppy. The sloppier, the better.
Yeah.
Apparently. They want all the...
Yeah.
That,
the gut.
The gut.
No, that's probably my first tip. Second tip is, this is going to sound controversial, is if you're doing anal sex, you don't need to douche every single time you're doing it. Because
I've only douched once.
Yeah, it's not very healthy. You just need to understand your body. Like,
yeah.
I've never painted a dick before because I understand my body. I understand how my digestive system works. And yep. I know not to eat 4 hours before I was going to have... Like, sometimes I just go, like, if I'm going to have sex in the evening, I just don't eat the entire day.
Yeah.
Because I want a clean... I want a clean experience.
Ooh, okay.
I want to be able to bring out a dick and suck it.
Yep.
Do you get what I mean? So I need my walls to be completely clean.
Yep, yep.
Use the bathroom, like, 3-4 hours before. Okay. Yep. Like, use some nice wet wipes, and you're good. And because the more you douche, the more you take out the useful bacteria that your rectum needs anyways.
Yeah.
So you can hurt yourself by douching too much.
Okay.
There are other ways to achieve clean anal sex without having to douche. Unless, if you're fucking a dick that's, like, over... 8-9 inches, you gotta douche. Because they will get in there.
Okay.
They get to
okay.
the second hole. Do you know the second hole?
The mouth?
No.
What's the second hole? His hole?
I can't explain it, but like, when you're being fucked in the ass,
yeah,
it's the regular rectum, like that regular opening.
Yeah.
And there's another one in there.
Really? Hey. Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
Or is it so good that it just feels like there's another there?
There's something else that opens up inside of I think it's just, obviously, it's a small intestine, but like, yeah. I feel like it gets tinier up there, and then the dick has to really push.
Ooh, this ooh. Is raw anatomy.
Oof.
That's all the time we have for today. We need Lord. To get out of here.
We got to go,
guys. If you want to see Phillips come back again, use the hashtag Laidbare Podcast. The more tweets we see, the higher the chance he will be
absolutely.
back. Phillips, you were so amazing. You're always amazing.
Honestly,
feel like I'm one of your sex partners, because I'm sure that's what they say. Phillips, you were amazing.
Thank you.
No, honestly, what else is going on with you? What else should we look out for? You've got the podcast
coming out. I've got the podcast
out.
Coming TikTok on.
Podcast is called what again?
Yeah, podcast is called Tentacles and Bananas.
Yeah.
It's actually going to be out like in the next month max.
Great.
I'm going to start putting stuff out.
Yeah.
I've got a TikTok. If you want to see like the regular everyday side of me, that's on TikTok, Black and White. It's like BlackNWhyte. That's how the white is spelled.
Yeah.
To be fair, those are my two main focus right now.
Okay,
but like, later down this year, down the line, I want to go back into acting. So
yes,
I'm going to start, doing auditions, getting my stuff out there. Because, I mean,
I want to see you in
I'm a really good actor.
I think I could see you in something like Netflix.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I feel like you've done Netflix stuff already.
No, I've done Amazon Prime stuff already.
Okay. Ooh, yeah. I mean, it's all the same.
Yeah,
but we want to see your Netflix. We want to see you in the big film.
Thank you. Please, if you're watching this and you're a producer, you're a writer, you're a director.
You see how funny the guy is. This is talent.
You know,
did you hear he's a speck?
Phillips
is a speck. So, he's
really
funny, talented.
I really appreciate
it. So there's no reason why we shouldn't see you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Soon, really. I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen soon. Like, everything is just... Everything is working
out. And you're young. You still have plenty of time. You're what? 26?
Yeah.
I'm 26 in June.
Bro, you're 25. You have plenty of time.
Girls, lead.
So we know. Anyway, that's all from me. Catch me on all socials at Oloni.
Catch me on Instagram at @Soniki_.
Where can we catch you, Phillips?
On Instagram as Phillips the Actor and on TikTok as Black and White.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Use the hashtag Laidbare Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.